This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 30th, brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Department of Agriculture reported today that farmers planted 95.2 million acres of corn and 83.4 million acres of soybeans. Only slight adjustments from the March, and numbers that were in line with market expectations. Corn acreage 100,000 acres under the March forecast, the figure 5% higher than last year, and is the third highest planted acreage figure since 1944. The USDA also trimmed soybean plantings by 100,000 acres, the crop 4% lower than last year. Wheat acreage down 1% from last year at 45.5 million. Cotton acreage estimated at 10.1 million, down 10% from last year. Corn stocks in all positions, June 1, total 4.64 billion, down 7% from a year ago. Soybeans stored in all positions on June 1 totaled 1.01 billion bushels, up 4% from last year. USDA estimated wheat stocks at 851 million bushels. That's up 22% from 1 year ago and comes in above the average Dow Jones pre-report survey estimate of 835 million. The condition of the U.S. corn crop increased slightly. Soybean condition remains unchanged. As of Sunday, corn was silking on 8% of acres, 73% of the crop good to excellent. Soybeans, 94% emerged, 66% rated good to excellent. NAS estimates winter wheat condition at 48% good to excellent, down a point from last week with 37% of the crop harvested. The U.S. will resume trade talks with Canada after America's northern neighbor agreed to rescind its digital services tax. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassard said other nations would have to do the same or face tariffs. Canada's move, he said, means we can get back to the negotiations. He spoke today on Fox News. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, announced today he'll not seek re-election next year amid an increasingly polarized political climate. Bacon said he would not seek a sixth term representing Nebraska's 2nd District. South Dakota's lone member of the U.S. House, Republican Dusty Johnson, announcing today he'll run for governor next year. Johnson said, "We have challenges, but our state has the foundation, the work ethic, and the values we need to become even better." He has served as South Dakota's only congressman since 2019, seceding Kristi Noem's congressional tenure. Today in Washington, the Senate has been moving ahead on President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, and that despite challenges within his own ranks. Democrats have united against the Republican president's legislation, lining up to challenge it. The voting may well extend deep into the night. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York said the hardest choices for Republicans are still to come. The over 900-page act has consumed Congress and has little margin for error, as not all Republicans are on board. A new analysis from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office found 11.8 million more Americans would become uninsured by 2034 if the bill becomes law. CBO said the package would increase the deficit nearly $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit AgNutrientPolicy.org. Brought to you by America's Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.